Now, there were huge celebrations in Galway last night after a woman and a teenage girl reported missing after going paddleboarding in Galway Bay were found alive and well by rescuers. The two, 23-year-old Sarah Feeney and 17-year-old Ellen Glynn, were located by fisherman Patrick Oliver and his 18-year-old son Morgan on their fishing boat, the Johnny O. 17-year-old Ellen Glynn spoke to Sarah McInerney about her ordeal this morning.
We just went out a little bit because there was people swimming and stuff, and then I think the wind just came quickly behind us and we were distracted talking that we didn't even notice how far out it took us, and the waves just got really strong and the wind got really strong all very quickly, so we kind of just knew that we weren't going to be able to get back in. So we just straight away tied the two boards together and we tried to, just so we'd be kept together, and then we tried to keep paddling in, but the waves had just gotten really strong, so we were kind of stuck in the same place. You know, hopefully her mom was there waiting for us, so we figured she'd call for help, and then we thought if we were straight out from the beach that we'd be easier to find during the night, but they didn't find us until the next day. Like, we were just kind of sitting there waiting, expecting a boat to come, and then it was pitch black, I think, by the time we saw anyone coming. So then we're like, oh my god, they're here, whatever. So we started screaming, thinking that they'd hear us and see us, but no. Nobody could hear us screaming because it was so windy. And then we just were unlucky they didn't see us. And then the helicopter came after they did a few sweeps to the beach, and we thought the helicopter lights would pick us up surely because there was like high-vis strips on our life jackets, but the helicopter didn't see us either. We just said, there's no point in panicking, we need to just stay positive and everything will be fine. The water was warm, but as soon as the sun went down, it got really cold outside, and then the wind obviously was just getting heavier, and then there was thunder and lightning and big heavy rain and stuff, so we were absolutely frozen. We weren't really scared. I think that we're quite sure that we were going to be found. The only thing I was worried about was just how cold we were. We were shaking like leaves and frozen and everything. The sun came out, kind of. It got a bit brighter so we could see where we were. We couldn't identify anything around us because it was so foggy. There was a kind of a strap on my paddleboard that had a kind of a clippy thing on it. So I just took that off and clipped it onto the other paddleboard. And then there's leads on paddleboards to connect to your ankle so that if you fall off it in the water, you don't get separated from the board. So we swapped leads so we were connected to each other's paddleboards as well. And then while we weren't paddling, we were just holding on to each other's boards as well to stay as, be as sure that we were connected as possible. And we hadn't seen a single boat all day. We'd seen a helicopter in the distance, but we were like, nobody's even looking for us. There's no boats coming at all. And then out in the distance, we saw a boat and started waving our paddles up in the air like crazy. And that was the Olivers, and they came to save us. And I thought, I didn't know that they were out looking for us. I thought they were literally out fishing. I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. Like, we've been out here since last night and nobody's even looking for us. We haven't seen a single boat all day. And they were just like, you have no idea the amount of people that are out looking for you right now. We're so grateful. I have no idea what would have happened to us if they didn't find us.
That was 17-year-old Ellen Glynn speaking to Sarah McInerney, and that really is a story that would warm your heart. And we can talk now to our reporter, Teresa Mannion, who's in Galway. Teresa, I know you've been with the Glynn family today. There must be enormous relief and joy to have their girl back safely.
Oh, absolutely. There's total unbridled joy. And just listening to Ellen there talking about the fishermen that saved her and Sarah. Johnny Glidd said to me this morning that that Patrick and Morgan Oliver gave the girls these little hats to wear when they were wrapped in blankets and taken to the hospital. And the girls still have those hats. They treasure them. They're still wearing the hats that the fishermen gave them. Yes, I met Johnny this morning at his home in Knocknacara with his other three daughters. Ellen is the eldest. She's 17. So he was at home minding the Hannah, Clara and Alice. Hannah 14, Clara 9 and Alice 12. And Deirdre, his wife, is in the hospital with Ellen. She stayed with her overnight. So the young girls are absolutely thrilled. I mean, there was nervousness. They're a bit overawed by all of the media attention. Their dad had tried to keep a lot of information away from them until he felt he had to start preparing to tell them what could have been the worst news. So they're also trying to process everything that happened. Johnny is great. He has a very strong, quiet demeanour. He's very well known in Galway. He captained Galway United to win the 1991 FAI Cup. So he's a bit of a hero himself in Galway. And I think Ellen has obviously inherited some of his athletic prowess. When you hear what she did there, her quick thinking, her resilience both mentally and physically. He said she was a terrific gymnast and very strong swimmer. So that all stood to her. But Ellen is due to be discharged later today or tomorrow morning from hospital. The family can't wait to see her. And Johnny says what Ellen wants, Ellen gets. First thing up will be a takeaway. He said her favourite sweet and sour curry and a Diet Coke.
That's fantastic, isn't it? I'd say she'll get all the sweet and sour curry and Coke she wants for the next yeah. while when she gets home safely. And I noticed as well that Galway United's Twitter account, they're saying that a minute's applause will take place ahead of Galway United's league match against Longford Town this evening at Eamon DC Park to thank all the service staff and volunteers who took part in the search and rescue effort for Ellen Glynn and Sarah Feeney. Well, Theresa Mannion, thank you very much indeed for bringing us those details on the News at 1.